What's going on, Badger Nation? Welcome to the PPC Den podcast, where for over 250 episodes, we've been your home for all things Amazon PPC, tips, tricks, and strategies, and all things to make your Amazon advertising a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. We had a cool show today. I had Vince Montero, previously of Helium 10, currently of Trivium. I met him through talking to Mina a couple weeks ago, who's also from Trivium. And I've had really good conversations. I think you'll enjoy it. We talk about what to do when your CPCs are going up, things and activities that are not right inside your existing campaigns. So I thought really good idea is to feel more empowered when your CPCs go up. As you know, we've been podcasting for a very, very long time. In the link in the description, you can get access to a Google Sheet where we sort of categorized and summarized and turned a lot of our podcast episodes into tasks that you can do separated by difficulty level and skill level and whatever it is that you're looking for. Like if you want SEO, all our best content on SEO, we've organized all that for you. Cool episode. Check it out. Have a good one. And I'll see you inside the Badger Den.
I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bit set placements too. Now bad mistakes.
So Vince, let's dial in on CPCs. Mm-hmm. I've heard this called CPC inflation. We could talk about just general inflation. Things get more expensive over time. I think I remember the glory days of Amazon advertising where like you'd be in such a sweet spot for like 25 cents,
oh, yeah.
30 cents.
Oh yeah.
On like a keywords that are now like $4. Mm-hmm. What do you call this? Do you call it CPC inflation? A lot of people have different words for it.
You know, I think that that is a really good explanation of it because it's also just, I mean, I've been in this since 2017. So, you know, it's honestly, it's the increase in sellers.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, I've, you know, had some clients with pretty unique products. You just looked at one of them, an example I gave you. Now, that's a product that when it launched, there was obviously no competition. So CPCs were low. So it's really all about, you know, the more competition in the marketplace, it just naturally drives that up. Now, how much it drives it up, there's still some controls over that. You know, just standard PPC optimization, listing optimization. There are things you can do to combat it. But yeah, I think CPC inflation is kind of a good word for it, term.
Because you're paying more for the same thing that you got last year.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. also, I also want to say shrinkflation a little bit too. So not only is it more expensive, but there's like, because there's more competition, there's like almost like less inventory for you to go after in a way. So like, yeah. Not only are you paying more for the same amount, but like a sponsored product first position ad was worth more when there wasn't a sponsored brand above it. If that makes sense, right? So like not all, like there's more ads as well as they're more expensive and there's more competition. And I think one of the most expensive CPCs there is life insurance, like from the Google ads or like Facebook yeah. ads side of thing. I think life insurance on Google, like a CPC is like $50 per click.
Wow.
And then you figure, okay, maybe companies have like a 2% opt-in rate. So like people are paying like, mm-hmm. hundreds of dollars just to get a single lead. And then of course, like the person's worth like a bajillion dollars to the life insurance company over their lifespan. So yeah, so inflation always gets more expensive when it comes to CPCs. I would like to believe, I have two conspiracy theories. One, I think that paid traffic platforms are always trying to find the highest they can charge for something until the advertisers just back off completely.
Tipping point.
Yeah. They're looking for it, right? I think that's true. I think there's some algorithm somewhere where it's like, what if we just take a keyword and just like gradually like make it more expensive somehow to get the visibility? So
I've thought that Amazon's got to be, they're either there now or they're getting there soon. But it's like with Amazon, are they going to consider the tipping point? I don't know. You look at Amazon and their largest revenue is ads. You know, that's the biggest moneymaker for Amazon is advertising. It's not the products that they're selling. It's not any of their other businesses. It's literally.
Yeah. Taking clicks that were once free and like just starting to charge for it.
And monetizing it. Uh-huh. So I hope that there's a tipping point with Amazon ads. I don't know if it's there yet.
Well, I think it never gets reached because as the price of things go up, people are all of a sudden, like as sellers sell stuff for more, like more expensive over time, as mm-hmm. like they need to, then the CPCs will just go up alongside them. Mm-hmm. So I guess the question is like, one of my favorite PPC quotes is like the advertiser who wins is the one who's able to spend the most on a cost per click and still be profitable, mm-hmm. Which is where like we were talking before the show. Like when you're handling CPCs, one of the first things that you mentioned was like, take a look at like the market and take a look at the product.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about that. Cause I love that because, you know, it's a PPC problem, which is CPC. And I always think it's so valuable to take a look at like the overall scope of things. So like, what are you looking at in like the first, you know, imagine you open up an account and you're like, man, like a year ago, the CPCs were 70 cents average. And mm-hmm. now they're like $1.20, which is like a huge jump, huge percentage jump, almost 100% jump. So like in an example like that, what are some of the steps that you'll take? And your mindset, like, what are you looking at? What are you thinking about? What are you looking for?
Yeah. So my first thing is looking at, you know, just in that year, if we're talking about a year's space, how much more competition is there? You know, because I do have clients that'll say, hey, we're noticing this. And if I can really just see, hey, well, yeah, but your competition has increased exponentially. This is going to be a factor. And regardless of that, if it's not competition, there are things that we can do to potentially update their listing, their product detail page. If we can do some things, you know, making sure that the A+ content is up to date, premium if they have access to it, making sure that they're taking full advantage of all the SEO that they can do on their product detail pages, because that's always changing too. Amazon's constantly doing things like you can now do video in your A+ content. So making sure that my clients are doing those kinds of things. I think, you know, really doing a really good job of making sure, this is what I tell my clients, routinely check your closest competitors, and your listing needs to look as good as, or if not better than them. If we can successfully do that, obviously organic sales are going to increase, but their PPC sales are going to be a lot more effective. Their conversion rate is going to be a lot more effective, and that's going to help them, you know, just overall, even if the CPCs are higher. The other thing that I like to do is look at the full scope of the campaign sets. Are they taking advantage of all campaign types? And ensuring that if I think there's a campaign that can really help move the needle, that they know about it. And, you know, we were talking about it before. One of those that I'm finding success with is the new sponsored brand video placement that's at the top of the search. You know, Amazon is, again, always iterating, and, you know, video and branding campaigns in general are kind of, I think, Amazon's play right now. It's the more branding, the more creative they can put into the search, onto the product detail pages. That's definitely the direction they're going based on what we're seeing. So being early adopters of different campaign types also helps with lower CPCs, because there's less people taking advantage of that campaign type. So those are the kinds of things that I kind of focus on.
Yeah. I'm sort of hearing three things. Mm-hmm. Observing the competition,
yes.
Improving the listing,
yes.
And take early mover advantage of campaign types.
Yes.
Let's start with that last one, which is just early mover advantage on campaign types, because it's new, there's going to be less competition and the clicks will be cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I think it's surprising to people how much you can take advantage of that, because, you know, Amazon in particular, they're incentivized to release new and more ad types over time,
right.
To evolve their ad ecosystem, you know, ultimately so they can hit their KPIs, and we get to take advantage of that by being an early mover. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you can impart some wisdom about, you know, how do you personally like to stay up to date on those things? Like, how do you find out about a new ad type usually?
Luckily I'm still pretty, because of my time at Helium 10, I'm still connected to some of the Amazon ads team. Mm-hmm. So I still get, you know, some of the updates from them, but you know, I love following different people on LinkedIn just to hear what's coming out. Jeff Cohen, good buddy of mine, who's an evangelist basically at Amazon ads. Like I was an evangelist at Helium 10. He puts out really good, updates on what's going on. And you know, there's a couple of different people that I follow just in general. And it's also, you know, because I make content for Trivium, but I also have my own clients internally. So I'm in the Amazon ads console regularly. I still have software, to help me, manage accounts, but I'm actually still in the, ads console in Amazon pretty much every day. And when Amazon releases new campaign types, it's typically only in the US first. Well, it's in the US first and then it expanded and it's not all accounts. So luckily I have a handful of clients that are in different ranges. So I get to see, oh, this client now has access to this campaign type.
For sure. I sometimes talk to advertisers and marketers that almost want it to come to them passively, but like all the things that you just described, like take work, like talking to people, following people, like communicating with Amazon reps, like paying attention, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of effort. So I just wanted to highlight that.
It does. I remember just getting the Amazon reps to try to give me the Prime Day dates ahead of time was like pulling teeth, but I would generally get it. I don't know if I'd get that now, but
yeah, there's a benefit in being active. And I think too, sometimes people get discouraged, but they're like the curve, like being ahead of the curve or behind the curve is so big. There's so many people who are not even running any kind of sponsored brands or sponsored display, period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the curve is so big, I think people will be surprised. So don't be discouraged if you hear something and it's like, oh, it actually was released 3 months ago. Being ahead of the curve, I think, is actually a bigger window than people think.
I mean, even right now with the top of search video placement that we just shared. Yeah. So, you know, we were chatting, you know, one of my clients, if you type in crutches on Amazon, there's a video that plays right below the search bar. You know, that's a brand new ad placement and it just launched earlier this year. I'm still not seeing a lot of people take advantage of that when I'm on, because I, you know, I shop on Amazon daily and or every other day, and I'm still not seeing that video ad. Please, I've seen it on one other search that I did this year. So yeah, even though it was released, you know, a while ago, still take advantage, because if you're early, then there's a couple of things that Amazon likes with PPC: relevancy, definitely, but also history. So if you've got a campaign that's older, it's always going to, generally speaking, it's going to perform better than a newer campaign. I've got campaigns you've been running since, you know, 2017. There's no way if I set up a brand new campaign, like I set up that campaign, that it would perform the same way.
Big time. Yeah, this is a sort of the ethereal, like historic quality score boosting up some campaigns. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in the spirit of sort of reducing CPCs, paying attention to new campaign types, launching new campaign types when you can to get that early mover advantage, one of them is video. And I think it's so interesting, video appearing in more and more places.
Yeah.
So in this particular type of video, which I believe you're referring to sponsored brand videos now appearing right underneath the search bar, which is like a really juicy placement. With that, for those out there that are like, oh, I thought sponsored brand video only appeared like in the middle of search results, is there anything particular that someone would need to do in order to push it up there? How do you engineer to get it there?
Because it's a new campaign type. Amazon's done a couple of things recently. You can now have ad groups for sponsored brand. I don't know why. I advocate one campaign, one ad group, right? So that's just for controls. But for whatever reason, you can now have multiple ad groups in sponsor brand. So if you want to take advantage of the new placement, you have to launch a new campaign. It has to go to a store. It doesn't just go to the product detail page like the standard video ad does right now. If you do those things, you have the opportunity to appear at the top of the search. So it's not a guarantee, because there is actually now three placements on the search results. There's the standard middle of the page, which everyone knows. Bottom of the page too, though, now like I'm seeing a ton of video now at the bottom of the search results page. So that's two you can appear on with your existing video campaigns if you're running right now. But that top one has to be directed to a store. So you have to have a store. It can go to a certain page on the store, and it has to be assigned an ad group. And unfortunately, there's no reporting on it still, so you can't really tell how many times that one is actually appearing at the top. But you know, Amazon's always like that. They come out with the reporting after they have launched certain things. It's coming.
Have you found a type of keyword generally works better for a sponsored brand video ad going to a store page as opposed to a product detail page, like maybe how we think of historically headline search ads? Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've got a store with multiple pages and you've got specific products to those pages, then just be very clean and clear with the types of keywords you're using for that particular page. So if you've got, you know, you're selling outdoor equipment and you've got a backpack, you know, a hiking bag as one of the products you sell, then it's really a good idea for this specific campaign type to have all those, you know, hiking, backpack, camping related type keywords, have that video playing specifically showcasing that backpack though, right? Yeah. Not all your products, because if you do that successfully, obviously it's going to grab their attention. They click on it. They go right to your store, which is beautiful because they're not going to a detail page, which then if they do that, you've got all these other ads on your detail page. Now there's no other ads on your store. So it reduces that competition, but you do have to be specific. If that answers your question.
Yeah, I love it. So taking advantage of new campaign types, particularly in this case, finding success with sponsored brand video, because of the new availability of sponsored brand video. Yes. The other thing that you mentioned too was taking a look at the listing. And I think this is always so interesting. CPCs go up. A lot of times people take, you know, the hammer and saw and they go right to their PPC campaigns and they start ripping it up and tearing it apart. Mm-hmm. You mentioned listing, which I think is really interesting. How can an advertiser or marketer connect the dots between the impact, the inevitability, the reality of a rising CPC, connect that dot to their product listing?
Well, I think the key connection is if we look at the factor of the CPCs increasing because of competition, right? If you look at that one area, if we isolate that, then obviously the more compelling your listing is against your competitors, it's going to help counter that. So that's basically how I explain. You do have to explain to certain sellers sometimes why they need to update their listings. You shouldn't have to. I truly believe when Amazon is releasing new things that's capabilities for their listing, you need to take advantage of it. If you don't, again, it's that early adopter mentality. Same thing with ad types. It's early adopter for the new changes for the listing. You need to take advantage of that, because if you don't, your competitors are. And typically those updates are to make the listing more sticky, to convert higher. So Amazon does a pretty good job of when they release an update, it generally is to improve that listing. Is there ads all over the place still? Sure. There's tons of opportunity for you to get creative. The A+ content, like we just said, you can now do video in your A+ content. And you can really I kind of think of videos now as fun, like they're fun, they're mini funnels. Like the video ad is very short and concise, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, grab the attention, three key features and benefits. The video though on the A+ content can be a little bit bigger, right? It can be a little bit more expansive because they're on your detail page. Then the video on your store. The video on your store can even be more expansive because they're already there. There's no other competition. You can talk about your brand story and things like that. I know we're going a little bit beyond just talking about CPCs, but I really feel like if in general sellers focus on branding opportunities and how to take advantage of the goal, for example, of certain campaign types like video, you can get really creative with them, and all that is going to do is increase your conversion rate and help overall, you know. There is a trick though. I did that while we were talking. You know, when we're talking about CPCs, one tip that I like to give is regularly, and you should be looking at your competition anyways, but go to Amazon, put in your most key relevant, you know, search term or keyword, and then sort by the newest sellers, right? So whoever the newer competitors are in your space, you know, there's tons of extensions out there. Obviously, I use the X-ray from Helium 10. Pull out those new ASINs and make sure those are in your campaigns, because those are going to be lower CPCs because there's nobody else competing yet on those actual listings. So that's just a tip that
sellers
can take away. and they should be doing that regularly, like once a month at least. You should be looking at who are the new competitors, and it's easy on Amazon because you just, who are the new sellers, and you can pull that out.
What I love about your answer that you just gave was that you both, because I think there's two different kinds of marketers. One group just wants the thing to do. Like, okay, let me just go and do the new sellers and like bid on those. And then another that thinks about things almost in a very cerebral way, like marketing strategy, branding, those components. And I think as marketers, we want to like fuse both of these things. We want all the technical, tactical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the thinking about how do we fit into the industry? Like what kind of stories are marketing telling us? Like, are we using all the new kinds of things available to us? Can we tell stories and use our videos as funnels to sort of move people from considering us to eventually purchasing from us? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good sign of an advanced marketer, that you're not just doing one or the other. Like you have the yin and the yang here, in the sense of we have the techniques and the tactics to try to find the sort of weak points in the armor to gain traction and gain ground, as well as you're trying to set the pace. Like if your product pages are head and shoulders above your competition, you'll stand out and just naturally people want to consider you more someone who's putting very little effort. So I think you've really touched on, you know, what I think is really unique about advanced marketers, that it's not so much, you know, do the little simple technique, do the little hack.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do both.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you sort of touched on both components there, which was improving your listing for better conversion rates, as well as pay attention to the new competition and do some ASIN targeting on them, because they're, you know, going to have fewer reviews. They're going to be getting their sea legs. It's going to be maybe easier to pull people away from that.
And lower CPCs.
lower CPCs. So I think you sort of gave like a really good overview, like really efficiently, of things to consider when your CPC is going up, that, you know, we really haven't even touched like the campaigns where the CPC is going up.
Right.
Where we added things, we are adjusting things to eventually, like, number one, lower the average CPC of your account, which is huge. And number two, be able to afford a higher CPC to be able to convert at that higher CPC. So we've given people an amazing amount of stuff to consider. And I'm curious, you know, do you have any sort of closing thoughts? Because, you know, people opening up their accounts and like looking at what their CPC was a year ago versus what it is now can cause a lot of stress.
Sure.
you've given people a lot of frameworks and mental models to sort of work through this and turn something that is, you know, can make us feel a little helpless. It's like, man, like, why is Amazon doing this to me? Like, what the heck is going on? We're really giving people back some tools so that they can take control over the situation. So I think we owe you a thankfulness. So I'm grateful for having you come on here and share.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Any closing thoughts about, I think the big thing is like, we don't have to just lay down and die when CPCs go up. Like, there's plenty of stuff that we can do.
Yeah, there is. And there's also, you know, paying attention to competition, paying attention to seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got a seasonal product, your CPCs are going to flux. And most people have products that sell better at certain times of the year. So yeah, I do think you're right that most newer sellers especially do, you know, get afraid and get scared about what they're seeing. But, you know, it's ebb and flow. And if you are doing some of the tactics we talked about, if you have, I mean, we haven't, like you said, we haven't dived into effective PPC optimization, but, you know, you've got tons of content on that. Mm-hmm. If you're effectively doing your PPC optimization and you have, you know, you're watching it, or you have a consultant like me watching it, or an agency like Trivium watching it, or Ad Badger, like it's not that scary. There's a lot of moving parts, but there's also a lot of information out there. There's also podcasts like this, and there's definitely things that you can learn and pay attention to make it less scary.
Yeah. And with that, Thank you so much, Vince, for coming on the PPC Den podcast. I think we've empowered people today. We've empowered people.
I hope so.
Take action and slash some of these high CPCs down and take action. Thank you, Vince, for coming on the show. And everyone else, I'll see you next time here on the PPC Den podcast.